Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
They were both just asleep, sitting in there in the chair. He giving the bottle, and she had fallen asleep while she was drinking, and he had fallen asleep giving it to her. And
it was
just
adorable. It was a beautiful sight, dear, but the smell was terrible.
both of them. Full diapers. Both of them full diapers.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. Oh, no, wait, that's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
We're talking veggies!
We're talking fruits!
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Fruits and veggies.
And all of God's bounty.
All of them, Cliff. Look at the cornucopia.
It's
all
a cornucopia.
The stuff pouring out of it, that's what we're talking about.
Speaking of stuff pouring out, Charles the contractor last week, he poured out an apology on the steps of the town hall, city hall down there.
Oh, he poured it out, all right.
He poured it out, and I don't know if they thought that it was like a tribute when he poured out the 40 for baby Jesus. Kendall.
Cliff.
Yeah,
Cliff.
This is the show. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show. We are also a radio filler program for radio station KBSH. That's Rye 99.
Rye
99.
In Busheltown, Kendall, where they do play all the hits, and then they also, sometimes very late at night,
for some reason,
play our show. They do. They'll do it because I think it's Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
She's such an influence in this town.
It's backdoor deals. Talk about your backdoor Santa.
Well, however we have to do it. I'm glad we're on the air.
However. Listeners are saying, thank God.
Cliff, look, we want to talk about
what's
in and what's out.
What's in and what's out. We're telling you, through the shit.
We're cutting through the shit.
Yeah.
So, Cliff, I have put together a list of my own of the ins and outs of the fruit and the veggie world.
All right, because some fruits and vegetables, they are over. They're so yesterday. Remember that song? So yesterday. So, I have to get that one again. You remember that Hillary Duff song?
Vaguely, I remember it.
Everybody remember the 2000s?
Oh, so long ago.
Who would have ever thought that we think, looking back at, remember 2000?
Yeah, I think back to like, oh my God, that's like, people go back in time in movies to the 2000s.
Oh, to 2001, that movie had the guy and the machine.
So long ago.
But long time ago.
Bananas.
Long, long time ago.
They're out. Bananas are out, Cliff. You know what is in?
In instead of a banana.
Yeah.
A cucumber.
Plantains.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the new hip thing, Cliff. Everybody's having plantains.
But you can't just chow into a plantain.
Yeah, you can. They cook them, and they put them with some sugar.
Yeah, no, you can cook them, but you can't just, like, it's not a ready-made snackable.
Yeah, but Cliff, because of the joke, is that a banana in your pocket? It's really pushed people from eating bananas.
Let me tell you this. When I was in sixth grade, there was
One obese person in your sixth grade class.
There was more than one. More than one. You knew we grew up in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And more than one. But anyway, Kendall, sixth grade. And there was a substitute teacher, and we had to write something. And you know how I love creative writing prompts. Even as a sixth grade fat person, I did. And we had to write something, and I remember I included the phrase, it was about a clown or something. And it was like, is that a balloon animal in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? And I was in sixth grade, had no idea what that meant. I just knew it'd been on every TV show ever. And I was used to, like, I used to be that kid. I was like a Kathy Griffin as a child.
Uh-huh.
I would just say what made the adults go, oh my God.
Oh no, I had no idea why.
Yeah, I didn't know why. I didn't know what that meant. It was only years later, I thought, oh my God. I handed into a substitute teacher. I'm like, what's this banana in your pocket? Or are you happy to see me?
I know. I did things like that too. I edited a video for like a school dance and put I'll Make Love to You by the Boys to Men. Because it's like real big pop. Oh, I've got it. I'll play it for you. I thought it was a really popular song. I had no idea it was such a big, like, sex song. I'm sure all the teachers thought, what has he done?
You know, poor Kendall.
I played it.
Kendall just heard the title, and he didn't know what that song was going to be about.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
Kendall, I'm telling you. I'm here to tell you. Listen.
Listen.
You know where you used to go to get all your vitamin C, all your fiber, all your antioxidants? You used to go down to the old blackberry patch. Used to pick them. Used to watch them ripen in the sun. No more. No more. That's out, Kendall. That's so old. That's so yesterday.
Well, and that's why I love blackberries so much, because I'm old.
Yesterday, when we ate blackberries all the day.
That was the other song on the video. Not a joke.
That's always a hit with the eighth graders.
Yesterday, and I'll make love to you.
I'll make love to you. Clip, Kendall, yeah. Blackberries are out, but guess what's in?
Oh, orange.
Orange. Orange. Glad I suggested doing a podcast 8 years ago. Oranges, they're in, Kendall. They're round. They're compact. They're peel wrapped by God for you to put in your children's lunch pails. Come on.
But I do love a good orange.
I love them both. Yeah, I love them both.
A good orange zest in an old-fashioned. You know what's out?
What?
Lettuce.
Oh, throw that shit out.
Because kale is in.
Kick it out the door.
Kale is the new lettuce.
All hail kale.
Exactly. Everybody's having kale salad this.
Kale salad that.
Kale. Kendra, do you know what's out? The doctors used to say the cure for what ails you was but one apple a day. But they were wrong.
What?
They were dead wrong. Dead wrong, Kendall. Thousands, millions have died because of that advice. But now, scientists and mathematicians have realized that the true superfood, what's in, when we threw the apples out, there was a space. And what if we put in that space of the apple that you should eat every day? Starts with a, still goes avocado.
Oh, they say apricot.
Apricot. No, Kendall, those are out too. Avocados, they're in.
I
they're
love a good
so
avocado.
In.
I love avocados. I love guacamole.
They're full of vitamin E. They're full of folate. They just have all this stuff in them that, you're going to want.
Stuff in them.
Babies love them. They love to just gnaw on them. They, if you give them a pit, it's good for their teething. It's great.
It's good all around.
It's great. It's great all around, Kendall.
I love a good avocado.
It's great.
Well, and Cliff, you know what is always in?
What?
Rye.
Rye.
Rye is always
it's in.
It's
in.
But Cliff, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, yeah. And Mr. Snod Bottom.
Yeah, I love them.
They are actually going to do a pre-recorded sort of an application for their baby's preschool.
What?
Yeah, they want to do this. They want to pre-record it, and they want to run it by everybody. They want to come out, and they want to do this for us and for the listeners. Their pre-recorded school application for the baby.
What do we have to do with the baby's, God bless her, with the baby's preschool application? What does that have to do with us?
Well, they just want to run it by us.
Just want to run it by us.
Yeah.
Just want to spitball with us here on the show.
Well, they
all
love
right?
us.
They love us. They figured where better?
Where better to run it by somebody than
in the middle of the show. In the middle of the show. All right. Well, if you follow that logic, then let's get ready. Are they here? Are we well, that later? They, is
Cliff,
that now? Is that what?
We are a very notable show here in Busheltown.
No.
Okay, we're a show in Busheltown, and they thought it's notoriety to have it here on the show.
No, I guess it is. I guess that is right. It's better than it's different than it not being on any show. So yeah,
This is the show they know.
All right,
so let's bring them out.
You're winning me over.
Oh dear.
Sorry.
Oh dear, please, not in front of the baby, dear.
No more belching. There's a dear baby here. No more belching.
Sorry. I'll try to stop. Sorry.
But please keep it.
Sorry. There she let me hold that baby.
Oh, well, dear, but you've just been eating, dear. I want to make sure. Oh, okay, dear. Oh, she does love the perfect pitch, dear. Oh, Cliff, you look like a daddy.
That is what so many young men have told me. And, you know, once upon a time I would have just said no to that. But
why are you such a Samantha, dear?
We're two of a kind here. But it's kind of, I'm like, hey, whatever works.
Whatever. Whatever works.
If I can use your terrible daddy issues to my advantage, then so be it. All right,
so be it.
I would never use our little sweet baby here, her daddy issues, against her, nothing like that.
Never gonna have her daddy issues, but she's a loving father. Right here, hand me the baby, boy.
No, she does have a very loving father.
I hold her.
Watch the irritable bowels.
Oh, dear,
look how lovely he looks holding her, dear.
Now, he looks like a father. There's a dad for you.
That's a dad. Well, have you guys already started the application?
I don't have
you. No, dear. Look, first of all, dear, we're very excited to be the mother and the father of this beautiful young baby.
We're elated. Finally, after so many years, we've begun the family that I know the Lord always planned for us to be and have good jokes. Chokes me up.
Oh, dear, please. Dear, please don't get me started, dear. You know, once I start crying, dear, I can't go on, dear. Please.
Now, guys, dry it up.
You're making me tear up now.
You're making us all the beauty of the moment.
Well, dear, you know, we are such planners, dear. We want to make sure that everything for this beautiful baby is perfect.
Well, I know you baby-proofed the house like 4 years ago.
Dear. Of course.
In preparation. So,
such wonderful parents.
Yeah. Mr. Sondheim has not been able to get into any of the cabinets.
Can't open anything.
No, but not exactly true, boy.
Well, dear, but we want to make sure, dear, that our lovely child is a wonderful preschool environment, dear, so we are looking far ahead into the future, dear.
Yes, dear. And we want to present our best foot forward, dear, and present some of our views on parenting and let the preschool know where we're coming from and that they definitely want our beautiful daughter.
Well, of course they would, dear. She's gorgeous.
She's a beautiful girl.
Well, she is gorgeous.
Even though she's adopted, dear, she has your rosy cheeks, dear.
Oh, dear.
They're beautiful.
Well, she has your beautiful nose, dear.
Now, guys.
Let's turn to a love fest.
What a love fest. Love fest over here, everybody. We got a beautiful baby. So, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn, what do you think? Let me spring this on you. What do you think is the most important thing a mother should know?
Well, dear, first of all, love is the most important of all.
Of course, dear. Yes, dear.
But, dear, you must also put proper discipline in place, dear, so that they always know the proper things to do and right from wrong.
No,
with a loving hand, of course, dear.
Dear, nay, you mustn't accentuate the discipline too much, dear. You know, with the wise always said you should spare the rod and spoil the child.
Well, of course, dear. That's what I'm saying.
You should spoil the child.
No, dear. Not spoiling, dear.
Spare the rod, dear. Throw the rod away, dear. Do it and lift it on a beautiful girl.
Well, my dear husband, Mr. Snodbottom, is a loving person, dear, and he loves to spoil the child, dear, but we have a wonderful parenting technique together, dear. One of us spoils them, and one of us makes sure there's discipline.
Oh, what a yin and yang pair. Look at them.
Yeah, and dear, I also think we should mention, I do believe it's good for a child to receive a good night's sleep. Every night, dear, we lay the beautiful daughter down around sunset so she can get a full night's Z's, dear.
Although she doesn't make it through the night all the time, dear.
Dear, don't be ridiculous, dear. She's been sleeping through the night ever since we brought her home, dear.
Dear, that's because I get up and take care of her, dear.
Dear.
You sleep right through it.
You know, I am a...
You're such a sound sleeper, dear.
I am a sound sleeper many a time. I have had a bowel obstruction and not noticed until the morning.
I'm such a light sleeper, dear, from all your snoring and bowel attacks that I'm ready to wake up whenever I hear the small coo of our baby, dear.
Oh, dear. Perfect, dear. Wonderful mother.
And that's why we are wonderful parents.
So you guys sound like wonderful parents.
You are. I think any preschool would be happy to have your child.
I think it would be. I think that's going to go great. I think you just chop that into an MP3 file and send it right on. I think they're going to love that. Now, there's been some discussion. Is now the time you want to reveal the baby's name on the show? All right, so
well, of course, dear, I would love
is
to.
Is now? Now's the time?
Yes, dear, now. I've been so excited to share the name with our baby, with all of our listeners.
Yes, dear, we've been sitting on this for quite a while, dear. Yes.
Cliff and Kittle, it is a beautiful name. It's Cliff Hockendahl Snodbottom Potterbutter Butterturn, dear. That's a wonderful name.
Cliff Hockendahl,
dear. That is a very unique and interesting name.
Cliffhankendahl. Now, where did you come up with that one?
Well, dear, if you look closely, I just written it's Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, no.
A wonderful, touching moment. Oh, give me a hug, Mrs. Butterbutter Churn here.
Yes, Buzz.
Give me a hug, Mr. Snowbottom.
You know, we were, of course, named our beautiful daughter after her co-godfathers, Buzz.
Co-godfathers?
Oh, have we not mentioned, dear? I forgot dear, we have mentioned.
Dear, I thought you told them, dear. We want you to be the co-godfathers.
Oh, what an honor. What a co-honor. We're co-honored.
I'm tearing up.
This is a beautiful moment. We've got to go get the... I'm going to have some St. Patrick's Day sherry. Got to go heat up some formula. And we're going to... I don't even know where we are in the show.
We got to take a break.
We're going to be right back.
We'll be right back.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Bing Crosby loves Minute Maid.
Here's wonderful news for you and me. That Minute Maid gives more vitamin C. So why squeeze orange juice yourself?
When doctors say...
Minute Maid orange juice is better for your health. Yes, Minute Maid orange juice is better for your health.
That's right. Penny for penny, fresh frozen Minute Maid is even better for your health than home-squeezed orange juice.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
God.
Listen. They're out.
Bye.
Letters.
Welcome back. Oh, Cliff, we are back.
We're back. We're so
happy
back.
To be back.
It's scary.
With our listeners. I hate being gone.
Don't you hate being gone?
I do, Cliff. Being back with the listeners and with you makes me happier than anything.
Yeah, it makes me so happy.
With Cliff Hockendahl here in the studio.
Yeah, Cliff Hockendahl, they just laid her down in her little carrier thing in there. On the rug, our new rug out by the lobby door.
Well, it could be in a different place, but it's there.
It's up.
Anyway, Cliff.
Yeah. Yes.
What
is it with you?
Whoa. Why throw that at me so quickly, Cliff? It's what is it?
With you. You son of a
bitch. With Kendall.
What is it with Kendall?
I swear, Mr. Steinbaum, there's a comma in there.
Comma, chameleon.
It's time to play one of my favorite games from the show, Cliff.
It comes and goes. I have to bust that one out for Funky when I'm lullabying her to sleep.
Poor Funky. Cliff, I got some clues for you.
All right.
Let's see if you can get them.
Clues in search of an answer. I hope you've gotten some that I've heard of.
Clues in search of an answer. That's a good way to put it. Cliff, she was born.
I've got it.
That's usually, she was born. You're like, Madonna. I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
Quick guess. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say Charles Lindbergh.
Oh my God, yes. I'm kidding. But don't try to show off. She was born on October 2nd, 1949, one of six children to a Jewish family.
49.
Nobody would get it there.
No, not Bette Midler.
No. She became interested in photography while living in the Philippines.
Filipino photographers. I'm gonna say, was that Annie Leibovitz?
Yes!
There you go.
No, the second clue.
There you go.
It's just not fun to play with you, Cliff. You get
it
them all.
It is fun.
It's not fun. You get them all on the first try, almost.
That's what makes it so fun.
all right. Next one.
Next.
It was founded in 1892 as a monthly publication.
18 monthly.
Yep.
Monthly.
Monthly 18.
Is that Life magazine?
No. Its original version was to be a social gazette to New Yorkers.
A social gazette to New Yorkers. Was that the New York Times?
No. In 1913, photography was incorporated into it.
Photography was at the New Yorker.
No. In 1974, a black model was featured on its cover for the first time.
Oh, black model. 74. Was that Vogue?
Yes, Vogue magazine.
Strike a pose.
Damn. I still wouldn't have gotten that.
What are you looking at?
That's why it's what it's. What is it with Kindle?
Oh, beauty's where you find it.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
It produces approximately 20% of all the water that rivers of the world pour into the ocean.
I don't know. The water table.
No. At no point is it crossed by any bridges.
No point is it crossed by any bridges. The ocean.
No. The volume.
The world ocean.
The volume and size of its tributaries more than triples over the course of a year.
The Amazon.
Yes!
Amazon.
You're too quick with these.
No, I thought that one took forever.
No, that took three questions.
Listeners turned away.
Yeah, because you're used to getting me in one.
I know, it's so boring to not get them in one.
I picked this one, I can give it to you and still not get it. Anyway, because that's all the time I have for what is it.
And now, speaking of it, what is it with you?
With Kendall.
What is it with you?
What is it with you?
What is it with you, old buddy, old pal? Kendall, did you go by Captain D's today? Did you go by there? Not go in, but like, did you drive by there at all?
I drive by there every day.
Did you see, when I was driving by today on the way to the studio, there was a flock of seagulls, like, out in the parking lot, and it was as the only in front of Captain D's. And it was as
though
it had been, like, a event or something, like a commercial or something. Like, they were just all flying around. Like, they had been paid to be there. It was crazy. And it was like a whole flock.
I didn't see the seagulls.
Well, they were all there, and I just thought, oh, this is, like, meant to be or something. And I, of course, thought, what the flock?
And that's real stupid.
It is stupid. I did think that.
It's time for some stupid questions. Oh, Cliff, I know it's your favorite segment. I've got some stupid questions for you.
Let's see if we can reinvent what stupid means.
I've already given you plenty of stupid questions, but it's time for some more.
Kendall, you give me so many years of stupid.
Cliff, what do you think is the closest thing to heaven on earth?
Close? Oh, I can't talk about it on a family program.
Well, what can you talk about this family?
Nothing but the filthiest things imaginable pop into my mind. Heaven on earth probably would be weighing like 140 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And having like thousands of dollars in the bank. And having like beautiful, thick hair that's just so thick it's hard to comb. And
survey says all of those are on the board.
Heaven.
You're
I'm
in heaven.
Heaven.
All right, Cliff. What is your worst experience that you've ever had in a motel or a hotel?
In a motel.
Again, it's
a
family
hotel.
Show.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because I can edit out a few. I think I've told on the show before, I somehow clogged a toilet really bad, and it overflowed, and I didn't know how to stop it. I had to call downstairs and said, the toilet won't stop running.
I remember that. Yeah.
We had to change rooms because it smelled of urine.
Well, not the first time that's happened.
The carpet was soaking wet for days. That.
Well, that's a wonderful story.
Heaven. I'm in heaven.
All right, this is a weird question, but it's a stupid one. What is the best yes you've ever said in your life and the best no you've ever said?
All these have filthy, disgusting answers.
It just so happens all your answers are filthy.
No, these are filthy questions. The best yes and best no.
It's extreme.
This is f***ing extreme. These are stupid questions. See? To the extreme. Damn. wish I was your lover. Yes. I don't know. I've never gotten any good yeses. And,
You got plenty of good no's.
I've gotten plenty of hard no's. Yeah.
All right, fine.
There you go.
Well, one more question for you.
One uno mas.
Uno mas. What is the longest tunnel you've ever gone through, or the longest bridge you've ever gone over?
I have no idea.
Great. And that's all the time we have for a stupid question.
Those were stupid.
Well, they're going to live up to what they're called.
Kendall, those were stupid. Now, here at the end of the show, we're going to have a quick Cliff and Kendall Oscar minute. It is Oscar season.
Oh, wonderful.
It's Oscar. You, as though you don't know, as though you don't love the Oscars.
I said wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I said, oh, wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
Bitch.
Great. This is Cliff and Kendall's Oscar Minute.
The winner is Marlon Brando.
But Halle Berry won the Oscar. Nicole Kidman was smiling so wide. She should have won an Emmy at the Oscars for her great performance.
I want to really say something.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
And Kendall, what do you think? Now, we don't even want to discuss the nominees out of respect to them.
Mm-hmm.
And out of respect to those who should have been nominated, who weren't.
And weren't.
Jake Gyllenhaal was brutally snubbed for his incredible performance in Nightcrawler.
Out of respect for all of them. But now, what do you think about the show itself? Is there anything that you would do other than lose 90 pounds if you were asked to do... I'm kidding. I would lose 150 pounds. if you were asked to host the show.
First of all, I'd never be able to lose 90 pounds.
No, never.
Only
if your bottom half was blown off.
I'll tell you, if I was asked to host the show,
yeah.
I would not only put myself into the movies like Billy Crystal always did, but I would ask him to come on the show and make like a really small guest appearance in one of those movies. Just to honor all those years that my favorite person, Billy Crystal, who hosted the Oscars, did it. But now my second favorite person, Neil Patrick Harris, is hosting.
Aww. What a legacy of laughter they're going to leave.
Legacy of laughter.
It's a legacy. Well, great. Great.
That was a great answer.
What a great answer. Yeah. Do you have any other Oscar thoughts for Oscar season, for this Oscar minute?
Well, I hope that...
Don't you wish... Now, here's what I want. Let me break in on you.
I'm used to it.
You were stretching. You were going to be like, I hope that they bring back the supporting actor. I really want... I like when they get like the big, old school Hollywood stars to come out and like get them, even if they have to pair them with somebody.
I want everybody there.
Yeah, even if they're like some new young teen who's got a movie, pair them with Jack Nicholson. Get somebody big, you know, a big like classic star, as classic as we've got left alive, should be at the Oscars.
There's not many left.
No, and they screw them out. They always get it. Like they want Hillary Swank to fucking do everything, and so that's what I hope. That's my Oscar hope. That's my Oscar wish this season, and that's the end of Cliff and Kendall's Oscar Minute.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What a fun minute it was.
What a fun minute. See, you're warming to the idea of a continuing series.
I didn't hate
Oscar
it to begin with.
Minutes.
I thought wonderful, and you're like, oh, wonderful.
And what the best part will be when listeners...
Just listen back, and you're like, oh, he didn't sound mad at all.
I'll listen back. And I will be sad if I've made a mistake.
Oh, and you will be sad, Cliff. It's so
sad. I'll be sad anyway because of my obesity and the depression that goes hand in hand.
I live on a sad, sad planet.
Sad planet called me.
If our listeners want to listen to more of how sad we are, go to Cliff
and Kendall. Hey, stop and think right now. Why wouldn't you? More? Yeah, yes,
they're
please.
They're not even stopping to think. They know they want more.
They've already downloaded. They're already in the middle of the show. They're like, I need more.
Blogspot.com, Facebook.com/CliffandKendall. Email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT.
The number one reason why it pays to re-listen to our show over and over is because upon re-listening, you can hear what the other person said at the exact same time. And you decipher it. And it's like when you hear music over and over, it's like you hear like new instruments in it eventually. Because it's, you know how that
is? It's
like
listening to two shows at once.
Yeah, and because I'm over here hosting. Mm-hmm. Kendall's right next to me hosting as well. We're hosting hard.
We just happen to be on the same show.
And you know what they say? They say, host hard and go home. I've got one quote for you, Kendall. The sun, with all those planets revolving around it and dependent on it, can still ripen a bunch of grapes as if it had nothing else in the universe to do. And that was Hail Galileo.
Beautiful, Cliff.
Yeah.
Beautiful Galileo quote. I got one for you, too.
What? Oh, beautiful Galileo.
You've got to go out on a limb sometimes because that's where the fruit is.
I hate
that. Was
oh, yeah.
Will Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cliff, take us home.
There he was. Take me home, fruity road. Did we mention fruits and vegetables at all?
I tried.
All right. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
Listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.